Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Beverly Inman Ebel is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Beverly is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We're actually, we're going to get her back next month and celebrate her 15th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. She's the founder and the CEO of Talk, Listen, Communicate. She's the author of the book, Talk is Not Cheap. Sorry, I couldn't get it out. It was right there on my tongue, but I couldn't get it out. And she is our good friend, Beverly Inman Ebel. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be back.
Good to have you back. Apparently, I'm having trouble communicating today, Beverly.
You think so? I can't imagine that.
Hey, okay, so change, the research shows, is something that is resisted by at least two-thirds of us. Two-thirds of us do not like it. We resist it. We don't want to do anything to do with it. We fight it. We're sullen about it, blah, blah, blah. And but we currently live we operate in a marketplace where the velocity of change, not just change, but the change between the time between versions of change, is compressing more and more. So we all have to learn how to deal with change, don't we?
We do, because, you know, today they're saying that the number of people that don't like change is 86%. And so look
that's
how that
new, that's changed. New information. Good.
Since you looked it up earlier this morning, we do resist change unless we are the people who are in charge of the change.
Right.
Let's face it.
I like my change. I don't like your change.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, sometimes we don't even like our own change, but we feel like we're in more control, so therefore we handle it better.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, change is going to happen. It's going to happen next week. It's going to happen today. There's constantly change being around. I was reading an article in my newspaper last week, and the first sentence I quickly realized were all words that were not words a couple years ago. And, you know, words like text and hashtag, and I'm still waiting for, you know, a very specific word to be in the new dictionary, yeah, but, you know, when somebody says something and you say, yeah, but. Mine hasn't made it yet, but there's quite a few in there.
Well, selfie, don't forget selfie, that's a new one.
Selfie, I believe that one was in the list this year. So there's change in communication, there's change in business, there's change how we do business. There's change in what customers expect. So if you are the one that's in charge of the change or on that side of the change, there's some things I encourage people to take into consideration. One is timing. So many times when a change is coming and we know that people probably aren't going to have a parade because of it, what do we tend to do?
Well, we tend to force it to happen, probably, if we're in charge of the change.
We do that, yes, but we also wait. We wait until the absolute last minute that we have to notify.
If I have to accept. No, you're right about that. In fact, I have one of those things, as we talked earlier, off the end, I've got one of those things in my life right now.
Yes, we wait until the very last
I'm holding
minute.
On to the last moment, but no, you're right. If it's not our stuff, or if it's our stuff, and this is what worries me for small businesses, Beverly, is that if it's our stuff, if it's something we know that needs to be dealt with, but we are not looking forward to the grimaces and the pushback we're going to get from our people.
Exactly.
We may put that important decision off longer than we should.
Yes, yes. And so this is like a this is like a wave coming into the shore. I think everybody can relate to that. It's coming.
Right.
You can build a wall. You
right.
can. It's coming. Change is coming. And so waiting, because you're afraid of the reaction, as you mentioned, doesn't help anything. It just makes us cowards. So we need to find a way to say it and communicate that change is coming. Here comes wave. A wave is coming. So don't wait. We have, you know, people who are introverted, and that means they like information and they think about it before
mm-hmm.
they respond, okay? And that's about 56% of the population, so over
really?
Half of us.
More than half are introverted? I'll be darned.
They are.
Okay.
It's just those extroverts don't notice because we're talking
right.
too much. Anyway, they need time to react to the change. And so when they get the notification at the last minute, it creates a worse reaction than we anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
So don't delay. Go ahead, look at your time frame, and give yourself a deadline and say, this is the day that I'm going to communicate it.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. And the only other thing I was going to add to that is you've got to make sure that it doesn't leak out. They need to hear it from the source
right.
before they hear it from the rumor.
Right, yeah, it doesn't need to begin as rumors. That's the death
right.
nail. Well, one of the things that we've talked about here on the show over the years is the way to think about what the way a business owner, for example, should think about change. And, you know, we all think about, well, okay, I'm aware of change. And then you say, okay, I'm accepting change. And then you think, okay, the next level is, all right, now I'm prepared to manage change. But none of those are good enough if you're the leader. And
no.
if you're the leader, the only way you can deal with change successfully is to lead change. What do you think?
Yes, embrace it. Put your arms around it. It's coming. Ride the wave.
And be the leader of it. Don't just be a passenger. If you're the leader, you've got to lead change, don't you?
Right, and you've got to. It's important to acknowledge how it's going to be different,
mm-hmm.
But also help people to see the advantage of it.
When we come back, will you talk to us about how to communicate that?
Yes.
And we'll do that after these messages. TalkListen.com, is that right, Bev?
Yes, that's it.
That's the website. TalkListen is the name. TalkListen Communicate is her company. She's the author of Talk Is Not Cheap, Beverly Inman Ebel. And I will be right back. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Be like thunder. I don't know why they don't.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.